name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God is able to provide us with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, we may share abundantly in every good work.
Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ, let us bring our gifts to the Lord, that they may be used for his glory. May the Spirit of God fill our hearts as we come to meet him in this place. Very warm welcome to our worship for this Harvest Thanksgiving here in church. Lovely to see a few more folk or at home. It's good to have you with us.
As those who know the generosity of God, let us confess our sins, especially in the ways in which we take his good gifts for granted. Father, in creation you are generous towards us, yet we have sown sparingly. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, you show us the way of humility, yet we have given reluctantly. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you show us the gift of grace, yet we have loved grudgingly. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins, open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. God of grace, ever creating and restoring, you breathe life into all things and embrace us with an everlasting love. Help us to grow in wonder and awe, to embody a spirit of gratitude and to dream generous dreams, that in gathering what we have, we may graciously offer ourselves to accomplish what you will. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Proverbs. Thus says the wisdom of God, does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal she cries out. To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made the earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him, like a master worker, and I was daily his delight. Rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, there are times when I look at a gospel passage and listen to Jesus' teaching, read it again as I've read this passage many times, as all of you have over the years, and say, what? Do not worry. Hands up here, anyone who doesn't worry. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, I'm sure. We all do. It's part of being human, and I'm sure Jesus knew that, and I want to come back to that. So do not worry at the moment. Well, just think, at the moment, what are we worrying about? Being able to put fuel in our cars? Will there be enough turkeys for Christmas? All sorts of other things which play on our minds. Just, in fact, last Saturday, Monday actually, but I looked at the headlines and they went, this is last Saturday, it's panic at the pumps, the Daily Mail. Boris loses his patience, PM backs crisis plan, causing visa rules to free driver shortage and save Christmas. That's the Daily Express. The Daily Star, with perhaps the best headline of last Saturday, just said grumpy pumpy. And the Daily Mirror, the winter of discontent looms, 10 days to save Xmas. I mean, newspaper headline writers, even the Eye, my paper last Saturday, petrol panic buying leaves number 10 reeling. It all plays on our fears. That's the trouble with newspapers and media often. They play on our fears. But lest we should think there's anything new going on here, that we have more things to worry about than they did 50 years ago. Well, just remember what happened in 1971. Rolls-Royce went bankrupt. There was a massive earthquake in Peru. There was a disaster at Ibrox where hundreds of people, no, it wasn't hundreds, it might have been 60, a number of people died. And there was a new currency. And surprise, surprise, 50 years ago, we voted to join the EEC. And then if you think any further back, 100 years ago, well, Hitler was named the leader of the Nazi Party. The Soviets invaded Georgia. That sounds a bit kind of, anyway. And there were troubles in Ireland, and the Anglo-Irish Treaty was put together, and we could go on. We worry because life looks like that sometimes, doesn't it? It worries us. So Jesus says, do not worry. And we say to him, what? Of course I worry. And I think, my hunch is, Jesus knew that. He knew that amongst his disciples, there would be those and his friends who would be worrying about their loved ones, wondering what was going to happen to them, worrying about what actually it meant to follow him, worrying about, well, I've left everything. I was a fisherman. I had, like, stuff. And now I've got nothing. Worrying. So he says to them, do not worry. And he kind of goes over the top. I think that's what he does. He goes over the top to say, and he looks to creation, which is why we have this reading for harvest. He looks to creation and says, look around you. And in a way, what he's doing there is inviting us to place our worries in a bigger picture. Look around you. Look at the lilies of the field. Look at the, you know, we all know this stuff, don't we? We all know we'd love to do this if we... But it doesn't harm to hear it again. So he says, put your worries in a bigger picture. Now that's easier said than done, isn't it? And it is about, I think, for me at least, simple steps about what that might look like. And that's why today, for me, it's so important that it's a harvest Thanksgiving. It's not a harvest festival, as if we have this fruit and stuff that we all enjoy by right. It's a thanksgiving as we give thanks for what we've been given, what's been harvested, what we enjoy, and what we often so easily take for granted. This is a day that really should pull us up and make us say, gosh, you know, sometimes I do forget to say thank you for the simple things in life. And remember that lovely prayer of Meister Eckhart, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, it will be enough. So thank you is, in a way, a kind of vaccine to worry. If we say we thank you to things at the end of the day, and it can be small things, it can be, there's lots of stuff to worry about, lots of stuff we're anxious about, but just simple things. Gosh, we've got shelter, we've got warmth, we've got water, we've got food. We say thank you for that which we often take for granted. And we try today as well to make a difference. So we support WaterAid. And we put ourselves in someone else's shoes thinking about WaterAid and the crypt. And we imagine what it might be like for a moment to live without water. Or to live with it and you have to go and get it. You spend, I don't know, walk 2 miles down the road to get clean water and then you come back. What do? We turn on a tap and there it is. And likewise, St. George's Crypt. Now, people might say, well, there's all sorts of reasons why people are on the streets. Well, maybe. But just imagine what it would be like to have no future, to live on the streets. And we turn that around by being as generous as we can and feeding and helping to feed those who have nothing, who plan for the next meal. Well, they can't plan for the next meal because they've run out of money. The money's run out. And here's a lifeline, a can of soup. Tin of beans. So all those little steps are about saying thank you, about thanksgiving. And we can all do it, and we all worry to a lesser or greater extent. There are optimists, there are pessimists amongst us this morning, I know. But although we kind of listen to Jesus and think, God, of course I'm going to worry. Of course we're going to worry. We care about people. We care about situations. We care. We care. We're going to worry. It's a cost of being loving, caring people. We set that worry within a larger picture, as Jesus taught his disciples to do. And for us, a step in being able to do that is what we're about today, as we say, thank you. So let us strive first for the kingdom of God, and be thankful daily for the miracle and gift of life. Amen.
Let us give thanks to God for his gifts so generously given to us and for the blessings we are called to share. For recognising that all things come from you, for remembering that we are stewards of your gifts, for wisely using the resources entrusted to us.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For rejoicing in the beauty of creation, for the care of your world, for sharing the fruits of creation equally among all people.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For encountering the joy of giving, for humility in putting others' needs before our own, for embracing the privilege of sharing in the ministry to the saints.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For courage in offering sacrificial generosity, for giving to be an act of worship, for grace in offering our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For all financial gifts offered to your church, for freely giving as we have received, for giving and not counting the cost.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For releasing our hold on material possessions, for contentment in what we have, for trust in letting go.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For gathering the harvest, for thankfulness in all you have given, for reflecting on what you are calling us to create.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For generosity in love, encouragement and hope, for openness in invitation and hospitality, for wisdom in the gift of friendship.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For serving you as you deserve, for following our calling as your disciples, for serving you with gladness of heart.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For being a blessing through the blessings we receive, for generosity which enables mission, for sharing abundantly in every good work.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
For living a generous life, for our actions to point beyond themselves, for our generosity to be an expression of love and gratitude.
We offer ourselves to you, O God.
All our needs are God's concern, so let us pray to him now. Please sit or kneel. At this time of thanksgiving, Lord, we pray for all aid agencies throughout the world, including those we particularly support with our harvest gifts today here at St. Mary's. We hold before you, Father, Water Aid, who through generous donations enable communities without a water supply to dig a well or install a tap, thus changing the lives of people for the better and enabling them to have what we take for granted: a clean water supply. And we pray for St. George's Crypt and all who give freely of their time to raise funds and offer care, compassion and hope to the homeless, the vulnerable, and those suffering from substance dependence. May our gifts today help those who are in need, and may we not take for granted the gifts you have given us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit. For those who are depressed. Those who are worried or confused. Those who are afraid. And we name those for whom our prayers have been asked. Pat Hyde, Beryl Leverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, and Jeff Blowers. And remembering those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Help them all, gracious God, to rest in you for comfort and strength, and let them know you are with them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember with love, Lord, those who have died, and by name we mention Albert Thorpe, Jimmy Westerman, John Tubby, and Margaret Chambers. And on the anniversary of death, Nellie Lowther. We commit them to your safekeeping and pray that those who mourn them may be comforted. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Source of all life and giver of all that is good, hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
The harvest of the Spirit is love, generosity, peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You bring forth bread from the earth. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You create the fruit of the vine. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Eternal God and Father, all things are in your making. In fulfillment of your promise, you have showered us with blessings and filled us with your gifts. You form us in your image, the first fruits of your creation, and by your Holy Spirit embed within us generous hearts that we may be channels of your self-giving love. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have freed us from our sins and made us a kingdom of priests to serve you with joy forever. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. And bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people, gather us in your loving arms, and bring us with Blessed Mary and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O taste and see that the Lord is gracious. Blessed is the one who trusts in him. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Loving and righteous God, here at your table we have tasted your goodness and generosity, which exceed all that we can desire or deserve. Liberate us from all jealousy and greed, that we may respond cheerfully by offering ourselves and love and serve others to witness to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. God the Father, who clothes the lilies of the field and feeds the birds of the air, provide you with all we need for life in its fullness. Amen. Amen. May God the Son, who fed the 5,000 and turned water into wine, feed you with his life and transform us in his love. Amen. Amen. May God the Holy Spirit, who hovered over the waters of creation and formed the world from chaos, form you in the likeness of Christ and renew the face of the earth. Amen. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Freely you have received, freely give. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.